We stand at the threshold of a new era of medical discovery. We can already glimpse the dramatic life-giving advances in regenerative medicine that lie ahead. But we remain mired down at this point with breakthroughs on the horizon but not within reach unless we change the president's policy on stem cell research. Embryonic stem cell research could hold the key to curing diseases that no other research can cure. As best we know now, an embryonic stem cell is unique in nature. It and it alone can develop into any other type of cell in the body. An embryonic stem cell and an embryonic stem cell alone can become a nerve cell, a muscle cell, or any of the more than 200 types of cells in the body. The research into directing the creation and use of these cells may be extraordinarily difficult, but it's easy to understand how creating healthy cells could replace diseased cells and could save an untold number of lives. Now imagine if embryonic stem cell research could produce replacements for the nerve cells ravaged by Lou Gehrig's disease, for the insulin-producing cells destroyed by diabetes, for the brain cells washed away by Alzheimer's, for the neural pathways severed by spinal cord injuries. Stem cell research could offer the millions of Americans suffering from these and other diseases not just hopes, but cures. It could give them and their families, who are often physically, financially, and emotionally exhausted, their lives back. Many technical hurdles stand in the way of that day, and these discoveries won't be easy. But it is wrong to throw additional and unnecessary obstacles in front of our doctors, researchers, and scientists. That is precisely, however, what the president's policy has done. I believe that embryonic stem cell research is truly a life-giving, not a life-destroying process, because of the extraordinary potential for healing, living, breathing human beings who have names and faces and loved ones. This bill has the strong support of the American Medical Association, the Coalition for the Advancement of Medical Research, the Association of American Universities, the Christopher Reeve Foundation, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the Parkinson's Action Network, and more than 200 additional organizations. And more importantly, it has the overwhelming support of the American people. If the president vetoes this bill, I hope we will resoundingly override his veto. We may be on the cusp of one of the greatest miracles in the history of medicine. The door of possibility is ajar, inviting us to enter. But we cannot make these great strides if our researchers continue to be hampered by President Bush's overly restrictive policy. We owe it to everybody suffering from, or who may in the future be afflicted by, these dreaded diseases to move boldly toward a brighter future.